Live from the Tucson Festival of Books on the campus of the University of Arizona, it's the number one weekend radio show for the Arizona homeowner. It's Rosie on the House.
Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. It is our 10 o'clock hour, the third hour of our weekly radio broadcast. We call it the Open Home Hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, let us hear from you. It's the phone, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Call screeners are standing by, ready to take your call and get you on air. You can send a text question to 411-923 during the broadcast for the next hour, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, whatever it is you're trying to take care of, get figured out. We're live at the Tucson Festival of Books and just had a homeowner come by looking for help fixing a landscape project her and her husband had started and don't want to finish, and looking for a contractor to finish that. We had
cabinet
modifications. A number of people coming by talking. You know, we're in, obviously, in Tucson, and Sunday we're in the Arizona Daily Star. A lot of people that read the column there and how much they enjoy it.
It's a lot of fun having people come up and introduce themselves. And like I say, when you're driving that transit around and it's labeled Rosie on the House, it is a rolling billboard. Just having people honk and wave. I like that. Yeah. I like that the people appreciate what we're trying to do here.
We are in booth 420, which is really about halfway between the festival. The festival is along the U of A Mall. That goes from Campbell over here and
all the way to Old Main. And the whole way.
And we're about right in the middle. So in booth 420, if you're out at the Festival of Books today, stop by and say hello, pick up a home maintenance calendar, or ask your question about your home, castle, or cabin in person.
We have had several people walk up and ask us questions. If you're listening to us on air throughout the state of Arizona and you have a question about your house or home, give us a ring at 1-888-768-4348.
767.
What did I say? I said 1-888-767. 4348. 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We have Miss Jessica answering the phone and getting your name and number. Jennifer is not in. I think it's hilarious. Jennifer picks this weekend to go to Tennessee to visit family and friends, and Memphis is hit with the biggest snowstorm in history. hopefully she can get home Monday or Tuesday. Oh my goodness, it's
maybe
hilarious.
Maybe we'll get
thank
lucky.
You. More people coming up to the booth and telling how they appreciate what we're trying to do here. Thanks. Thanks
she
for
said
your kind words.
The gloves are the best, and she's referring to our Hexarmor puncture-proof, puncture-resistant gloves that are great for trimming your native mesquites that are thorny or any kind of cactus, cleaning agave trimming that you're trying to do. It's one of the items. It's our top-selling item at our e-store.
Two of the utility companies in Arizona mailed out in the last 2 weeks their monthly newsletter, and both of them were spouting the benefit of going to a budget billing for the purpose of creating a reliable, dependable, consistent budget. Utility companies will look at your buying pattern the past year and give you the same flat amount to pay every single month. And I understand that that simplifies things for homeowners to a great degree operating on a structured family budget. It keeps that particular line item from spiking in the middle of the summer to twice or 2.5 times its normal rate. But let me just issue this one warning about budget billing with your utility bill. It is very, very hard for you or anyone to take a look at what return on investment you're getting for money you're spending to save money on your electric bill. If you're at budget billing, what you're seeing is an averaged amount. every single month. If you pay actual, real time, what did I consume last month? Here's your bill, I'll pay it. Your flat rate, the cheapest you can get your electric bill down to, is generally the, in Arizona, is generally the month of March and October. We generally aren't running any heat, and we generally aren't running any air conditioning. So those 2 months are your flat line. That's the bottom of the electric bill that you can get to. And then in the summer, below the Mogollon Rim, we can see that number literally double. And it can go up more than that for homes that are inefficient. And so people start getting scared, and that's all they remember, that double bill that they've paid. And they start spending money to cut that bill down. It's very easy to see if the money you're spending in an effort to save money is paying you off if you're on real-time billing. You'll realize over the course of just a very short time that radiant barriers save you nothing. Power exhaust fans in the attic raise your summer cooling bill. Grossly, they suck the air conditioned air out of your house and put it in your attic. Many, many things that are sold and promoted as energy saving devices, energy saving tactics, actually cost you money. And it's much easier to see that if you're on real time billing. I understand budget billing. And if you, in fact, need to do that or desire to do that for your monthly budget, just know we're going to have to dig down into actual energy consumed every single month, as well as analyze peak demands, peak loads, and see how you're buying power. It's a much more complicated illustration.
All right, well, we've got Eric on the line who wants to talk about a masonry question. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Eric, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
All right. Thank you for taking my call. What I'm working on is I'm trying to install a gate into an existing block fence. And when I measure the blocks, they actually measure at 9.25 by 16 by 3.5. However, when I go to local big box stores, all they sell is 4 inch by 8 inch by 16. Do I have to redo the whole fence to make a match, or are those off-size bricks available somewhere?
And Eric, I'm sorry, we're broadcasting live and a couple people came up to the table as you started your question. You're trying to install a gate into an existing masonry wall.
Well, a fence.
Okay, and this masonry wall, this masonry fence, is made up of columns every 8 to 12 feet and in a real thin brick in between those columns.
Correct.
Okay, we call that a Dooley fence or Royce wall. And you want to bulk up those columns to carry the weight of the fence more successfully?
No. The standard size at the box stores is not the size of his opening.
The standard gates.
Right.
No. The actual blocks is what I'm talking about. The physical, smaller, thin blocks measure 9.5 inches tall as opposed to 8 inches tall that I'm seeing at every store that I've gone to.
Right. And that 9.5 inch block is dry stacked. There's no mortar bed in between the blocks, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So I'm sorry, but I still don't have a good picture of what we're trying to do. You've got the dry stack Royce wall, Dooley fence. You've got the grout-filled columns at either side of the gate. Take me through one more time what we're trying to do.
So what I'm going to do is I want to cut a 5-foot hole in the wall and then put caps on them to keep the blocks from moving around, and then I can install a gate in between those pieces. However, I can't get blocks that actually match up to the same size as what I have.
Oh, gotcha. So there's no existing
you won't
space in between
You're looking for correct. The right size block. You need to get to Marvell Masonry or Quality Block, an actual block manufacturing company, as opposed to the big box stores. And they'll be able to set you up with that particular block to match.
And if I understood correct, you're in Mesa. Marvell has two locations on it's Arizona Avenue. It's Highway 87. It's a Beeline Highway. It changes names like three times. And so, somewhere along the line, one north of 60, one south of 60, you'll find a Marvell.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much for your time, guys.
Yeah, Eric, take them pictures of what you want to do. They'll be able to stock you up with everything that you need.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, and if it really is a dry stack, you can even take one off the top.
You can do that.
Take it with you.
That's right.
Give me this. This is what I'm looking for. Now,
they're kind of like tongue and groove fit.
If you're looking to cut a 5 foot gap into that, you're not going to be able to just cut the end of that and attach the fence. You're going
to
need some structural reinforcement.
Columns.
So make sure when you're there, you tell them you're cutting this into the middle of the brick wall, and then you'll have to put something more structural that you can then attach the gate on, and we'll probably even need a footing poured. Otherwise, the weight of that gate is just going to pull the wall over. So they also have a pretty good local masons that could help you with that, because it's not just as easy as attaching a gate onto it once it's cut open. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or if you come up and ask us a question here,
please wait till the break.
Until the break, or raise your hand.
What was all that applause in that tin?
I'm not sure, but it was the sign said hope and haplessness. There's 31 stages, and we're across from one of them. And this one's seats about 100, and it's. It's not only full, but there's people standing around it, and they obviously approve of what it is. The topics are on there, but it doesn't say who the speakers are.
There's a topic at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on the far other end that I'm definitely going to make. So, Festival of Books, live broadcast to Rosie Announce. Feel free to give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.